Hey, AfterBuzzers, thank you so much for tuning in to another Scream Queens After Show here at AfterBuzz TV. Tonight, we are going to be breaking down Season 2, Episode 9, titled Lovin' the D. And we have a very special guest in the studio with us, so stay tuned.
You're tuning in to the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin!
Hello again, our favorite AfterBuzzers here that love Scream Queens as much as we do. Thank you so much again for tuning in. I'm your host, Sam Davidson. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at SamD43. Before we announce our very special guests, we got these beautiful people over here.
What's up, guys? My name is Dakota T. Jones. You can find me on Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube at Mr. Dakota T. Jones.
Hi, I'm Becca Brown. You all can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Becca B. Talks TV.
Hey guys, I'm Renee Ariel. You can follow me on Instagram and on Twitter at Renee Ariel, and check out my blog, catslipstickla.com. I just did a new article, How to Get Over Someone in 15 Easy Steps.
Let's hope it's not murder. I haven't read it yet.
You'll have to read it first.
She might be the newest Chanel.
Or Green Meanie.
So, guys, as we promised, we have a special guest that was in the episode tonight, Clayton Ferris.
What's up?
Thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me.
He played Link, and I'm going to have you say the last
Link
name.
Link Vandevlon.
Okay.
There was a lot of trouble with that name on set.
I'm sure there was.
I know. I'm sure.
Link. One more time.
Vandevlon?
Exactly. So, thank you so much for being here. We're thrilled to have you.
I'm so glad to be here. Thank you.
What a fun episode, to be in.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Yeah, and before we, break down this recap, I just want to ask you a couple questions, about your general experience.
Yeah.
But, I mean, did you know when you got this role that Brooke Shields was going to be basically your counterpart?
Oh, my gosh.
No, I did not. And that was, a huge thing. I'm a little bit older than you guys, possibly.
We're maybe the same age.
So I know who Brooke Shields is, have a fond memory of Brooke Shields. And it wasn't until I went in for my fitting and the wardrobe lady said, you know who's playing Dr. Lovin'? And I was like, no. But I know it's Ryan Murphy, so I'm like, I knew it was going to be, someone.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And I'm like, who? And she's like, Brooke Shields. And I was like,
Do you call your mom?
I called my mom. I called my dad. My dad was very excited.
Oh. That's amazing.
Yeah, it was great.
That's so cool.
I was excited. I'm a huge fan
That's
of hers.
Awesome.
And she delivered on her Brooke Shields-ness.
Yes. She very much did, especially in that slow-mo scene where she was flipping her hair around.
Yeah.
Hair goals.
Yeah. What did you guys think of this episode?
I thought it was one of the funniest this season yet.
Me too. Yeah, it was a very, very funny episode.
Yeah, I loved it. I know we talked about this earlier, but I think that it's kind of like, if there was a season 3, I could see it kind of leading up into a different type of thing. TV show type of thing, which would be really, really cool and very interesting. So I love that they kind of played that and kind of gave it a cool spin. So we'll see if that happens. But I think that's an amazing idea for sure.
That'd be a cool idea.
And you get to come back.
Well, I mean, it seems like that's what they're trying to do.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
When you read the breakdown for Scream Queens, it's called an anthology show, even though it's all the characters stay the same.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It seems like that's what they love to do on their shows.
Yeah.
So they should bring it back.
Mix it up.
Yeah.
And bring you with it.
Yes. Well, I mean, you would have to be there, but I'd be worried about your well-being.
Yeah, I just want to die. Even if it's just one episode, I want to be killed.
No, see, you want to go through all of season three
and then be killed.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. You need to get them checks.
Get them checks.
And before we start totally breaking it down, I also want to say I'm so sad about Alan Thicke, who played Chad Radwell's father. He passed away today, which is so sad. It was very sudden, and he was hilarious on the show and many other things. Million other things.
Growing pains.
And I mean, I was just watching Fuller House the other night.
Me too.
And he just, popped
made an appearance
was
on
he
it.
Sick?
No,
he had a heart attack.
Yeah, he had a heart attack. So our thoughts go out to his family and everyone, and we loved him on this show. So we start with the Chanels, and the Chanels are together, and they're just so funny together, the three of
them. They're ridiculous.
Amazing chemistry. It's kind of like the Three Stooges.
Yeah.
They play up the camp factor of it, which I love.
I love campy
which is
stuff.
The best.
Me too. Mm-hmm.
Everyone's like, oh, it's campy. I don't like it. I'm like, that's the point.
Mm-hmm. Right?
It's very self-aware, and the actors are self-aware. It's a lot of fun. And then we see the three Green Meanies together.
That was funny. I'm like, ooh, there's already three. Whoa. We've
gotten all the reveals.
I know. I love the montage of whenever all the Chanels are running around, and then just around each corner, there's another green meanie. There's another one. And I love how, like, you know, they were getting ready to kill Chanel number three, and then they're like, wait, and the other one tells them no. And they're doing all these hand signals.
Pound on his chest, like, you know?
Yeah.
She's mine.
My favorite was when Chanel number three was, like, about to get killed by one of them, and then I'm assuming Cascade's green meanie comes along, and she's like,
"Oh, that was the best." Mm-hmm.
So you are a big fan of Chanel number three, I hear, aka you know Billy Lord.
Yes. She's awesome.
So she was super cool on set.
Oh, super cool, very funny, and like to see her performance, like it. I was like, because I hadn't really watched that many episodes, so to see her performance, I was like, oh, she knows what she's doing.
And she's just brilliant with her comedy.
Yeah, she's brilliant, and her lines are the best, too. There was some lines that got cut out that were hers that should have been in there.
Yeah.
I'm going to say something.
I'm going
to call someone.
Yeah.
Does she do some improv on set with her scenes?
I don't think she really did a lot of improv. Everyone was pretty much, you know, focused on their stuff. Yeah. I think Emma Roberts probably did the most sort of improv, like freestyling.
Yeah.
Her and Stamos.
He seems like he would do it a lot.
I could see Billy doing some improv, maybe in episodes.
Well,
now.
I just think that she says the least. She said a lot this episode, but in general, she kind of like says the least, but she says the most.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There's a lot going on underneath, a lot of turmoil.
Yeah.
Her
yeah.
looks, though, and like even tonight with her little wink, and then she licked her lips. And
she's hysterical.
She is very
funny.
Well,
and it's kind of interesting. I didn't know that her character comes from like that world. Like, it was the Swanson fortune or whatever, which is similar to her own story. Like, she comes from a very,
like a
powerful
franchise
family. And so that was a fun twist, considering this is the first episode.
You should watch that episode of the first season, because it's a Thanksgiving episode, and she goes home for Thanksgiving, and they're all eating their frozen meals
in front of the TV.
Oh, Swanson frozen meal. Okay, yeah. I get it now.
Yeah. It's really hilarious.
Yeah.
That was a very good episode.
But as we find out later, you know, she kind of let them go, because I was wondering, I was like, they're poor, why, you know, couldn't she just hit up her parents? But, We also get to meet, you know, Dr. Scarlett Lovin, who is a former Kappa, of course.
The show title got me.
Lovin' the D.
I was like, okay.
When I saw that was the title of this episode, too, I was like, it kind of took me back. I was like, whoa.
Oh, yeah. Sam said it to me, and I was like, it's what?
No, it's called for what? Doctor. I thought you didn't even know that I was. I thought you just sat down, and I said, Lovin' the D, and Renee looked at me like,
what?
I was very confused.
Like, you can't just say that here, Sam. Like,
context,
Sam,
please.
At work.
Doctor.
And I had headphones on, and I was like, Lovin' the D, the title of the episode. And she was like, Got it.
Which totally made it better, you know? It's like, all right, totally justifiable, you know?
Yeah.
I was still wondering. I was very curious. I was like, what is this episode going to be about?
Yeah.
Wait, but has her character been mentioned before?
I don't think so.
No. They talk about wanting to be TV doctors, but they've never, like, stated who their idol was.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the three of them, I mean, are floored. And I'm assuming, you know, in sororities, in my sorority in college, Jenna Dewan Tatum was a USC Pi Phi alumni.
What?
And she was on our, like, composites in the house. And so, you know, we were all like, step up. And then we're like, Channing Tatum, yes! Like,
that's
look at our
cool
girl. She was, you know, a bunch of years ahead of me. I never went to college with her, but I go around saying she's my sister. So...
That's funny.
I kind
of
get it.
Maybe people outside of the sorority world would get a little confused. Yeah. She's my sister. Is she, though?
Is she?
Is
she really?
Yeah. I think we could be sisters, whatever. Anyways, what I loved about this episode, again, was that we got the Green Meanies together. It's like we have a new Chanel's, almost.
Yeah.
And they're fun together, and, you know, it's this whole crazy thing.
We do have a new Chanel. That took me a second.
Yeah, I know. And I love that number five didn't even realize. She's like, Chanel number, I don't know.
Chanel number,
Exactly.
That death was very brutal, I will say.
I was like, nope.
It's getting harder and harder to watch some of these murders or, like, the surgeries. I just have to look away. It's too
much. I have
to
Instagram them because they're so funny.
Yeah, check out Renee's Instagram story.
Check out my Instagram story.
Yes.
Plug.
But,
you seemed like you were very... You did not want to watch them at all.
I didn't normally, like, I mean, I feel like at the beginning of the season, I was like the one who was like, ah. But now,
you're like, can't look.
It's escalating really quickly.
I'm the kind of guy who it's like, I can't look. Okay, I'm looking. All right, I can't look, but I'm going to look.
I'm normally that person.
Yeah, I like pinch myself. Nope. I'm like, do it, you baby. And I just look at it.
Well, I had to hold that photo of the guy that they did the surgery on the whole time. Like, and I was just standing there the whole time. And every time I looked at it, it was just like, oh.
Yeah. Did it look? Because for me, I'm like, that's so ridiculous that I don't know if there's actually, I'm going to think this is so campy that this is just kind of like, I don't take this seriously, so I'm not
that scared. Well, the photo looked real. If you, like, even pause it, it looks like a real. And I remember asking, they're like, no, that's Photoshop. But I think it was real. But, like, the guy in the hospital bed looked, silly to me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And when they took his face off and stuff.
Oh, it did. It looked like a mannequin or something, or, like, a weird Cabbage Patch doll or something.
It looks pretty real to me.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know.
Cabbage
it's all
Patch doll?
I don't know.
Are you playing with other kids?
Yeah.
But
right.
Obviously, you know, Dr. Lovin and her producer are...
He was amazing.
Yeah, I mean,
he was that guy who plays
he was
the producer.
Stunning.
Yeah.
Stunningly attractive.
Yeah. I don't know who that guy
really
is.
Good.
We should find him to get him on the show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's reach
out
to him.
Find his people.
Yeah, very real.
I have my own people.
he seems cool.
He really does. Will you let him know if you know him?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll just call Brooke Shields and ask.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Perfect.
Speed dial. Yeah. I'm assuming.
They're like texting right now.
Absolutely.
I'm like sending her videos.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Hi, Brooke.
Well, you know, when we meet Dr. Lovin, though, she comes in and she's all about the Chanels, which I love. Usually, people are like, "You little bitches," but
yes.
Her, you know, she's kind of one of them.
Yeah.
And she wants to be one of them. Maybe.
No, she was the original, I think.
Yeah,
she's
from that world. Like, she understands the bitchy, power, rich thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, and we'll get into this a little bit later, but, you know, she wasn't as nice as she might have seemed. And I wrote down a lot of quotes that were said about her. But, you know, they want to do the surgery, like, live on air, national television, with the Chanels and Dr. Holt. And it's ridiculous. And it's, yeah, again, with the guy with the big tumor on his face. And after that, you know, first of all, we get to see the Chanels being so obsessed. Like, they were on and off crying. At least Emma was. Emma,
yes.
Number one, like, her nose was red for a long part of it. And, like, she had tears, like, coming from her eyes when Brooke Shields was on the screen, which I thought was so funny.
Fangirling.
I mean, I might have the same reaction, to be honest.
Maybe it was real.
Sitting over there, like...
Yes, totally.
And then we get the murder summit with Hester. Thank God we get some more Hester.
Yeah.
Hester. Love we got Hester. A lot of Hester in this episode.
Yeah.
It's a lot of crazy Hester.
She's kind
of
like the mediator of the Green mm-hmm. Meanies, which is super funny to see because she was the original killer, and now that she's coming in with them, and, you know, she's kind of turning against her own dad in a sense.
Yeah, but he... Oh, man.
He escalated fast.
Yeah, he was like the nice all-American dad.
We had all the signs, guys. I think that he was creepy for a long time, but I think that the creepiness is like, oh, this is a campy show, and some of our characters are going to be funny and oddball. But I always thought he was a little bit too much. And we all just accepted it because, first of all, I mean, Oliver Hudson is just the most charming man. And
Sam likes him.
You don't like him?
No,
someone texted me during the show and was like, "Oh my God, Oliver Hudson's on this show."
Yes.
So yeah.
I know. And by the way, I just want to throw this out there.
You're not alone.
Yeah.
You know, obviously, him and Kate Hudson are siblings, and they do some.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they're siblings. They do amazing Snapchats together.
Wow.
Hilarious.
Wait.
So who's his dad?
So I think
Kurt
they're
Russell?
Half. They're half
no.
siblings.
Oh, okay.
Who's your daddy?
Who's your daddy?
But Olive? Yeah, but they have the same father.
Oh, wow.
I didn't know that.
Really?
That's pretty cool.
Well, I mean, hello.
It makes sense, but like I didn't know that.
I didn't know that either.
And they're really cute. They're like really close.
Aww.
And they're always like taking photos together and stuff. It's kind of amazing. And you know, we see him kind of take a fast turn. He gets embarrassed by Hester. Dick.
Yeah.
Yeah, he doesn't want her to call him dad.
Yeah, he's like
awkward.
Don't call me daddy. Please.
I mean, that's kind of like his most sane moment in this episode.
I guess that's a good point, actually. It really is. What did you guys think about the whole congregation that happened?
The Green Meanies Summit?
Is that yes, yeah. That was with Hester.
What did you think?
The funniest, most insane thing I've ever seen in my life.
I just loved all the photos, and it was just like, all right, you get this one. And it was cool to get to know, okay, who actually killed who, because we've just seen the Green Meanie.
Yes, I loved that. I loved finding who killed Chad. I think we were all waiting for
that one.
That
was surprising.
Yeah,
the clarification was just nice, and I was actually really surprised that that Grace's dad killed Chad.
I was surprised, too.
And that Hester was so like, yes, like Hester, you know, kind of wanted to fake have his baby last season. So
didn't two people say they killed Chanel number 9?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that like a weird...
They worked together. They basically strung her up with a bunch of IVs and, like, drained all of her blood.
Oh, classic.
So they, like, help each other out on that one. So,
oh, okay.
Yeah.
I thought that was, like, a spoiler or something.
No, yeah.
I will say I'm really proud of Taylor Lautner. I think that, first of all, he has improved. I think I just didn't have high hopes for him in the beginning. I love him. Don't get me wrong.
You mean his acting?
Yeah, his acting. I just, like, I mean, I bought a cardboard cutout of him for my sister years ago.
For your sister?
Yeah. Well, I don't have it in my closet.
Why is it still in your apartment?
No, but honestly, though, her and her friends, they were in high school. It is not in my apartment. You know it. They trampled me.
I think I've seen it in your apartment, though.
In your bedroom.
Maybe I got one, too, okay? But I definitely got her one. And they were, like, 15 years old. They're dying over here because they're lying.
Or it's the truth.
We don't lie.
I definitely feel like his acting has improved, for sure.
It was
sure.
good. On this episode, yeah. I remember, at a moment where I was like, oh, he's not as bad as I've read.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, his little quips, you know? Like, his little, like, side comments. I'm like, oh.
I think he has good facial expressions.
That's like an insult.
Okay,
yeah.
To be honest,
that's like
I can't think of any other facial expression he makes aside from, like, the slightly concerned, but not that concerned.
Yeah.
Enough to, like,
that's
get
like
wrinkles.
That's like my life. That's my life. Slightly concerned, but not too much.
That is not your face. We have a video of him from last week freaking out at the TV. It's my favorite video that Beck has ever taken.
That's his reaction.
Go look that up, off the face of the planet.
No, I tweeted it.
Oh, perfect. Check Becca's Twitter.
Yeah.
But, I mean, in Taylor Lautner's defense, like, this is a wild screwball comedy show.
Mm-hmm.
And he comes from, like, Twilight World, like... young adult, serious, werewolf. So he is stretching himself and trying to, like, you know, and I think with anyone, that'll take a little bit of time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he actually...
To be funny and to understand comedy,
yeah,
you know?
He did, like, a crazy movie called The Big Five or The Great Five with...
Adam Sandler.
Yeah. And actually, he was a total, like, hick, funny, like, just...
Like,
out
character.
There, yeah. And I thought that was cool because we've only seen him be all serious. So he's starting to get some different roles, and it's kind of cool to see his growth.
Speaking of Twilight, not to, like, jump so much, but when he was picking between his mom and Chanel number 3, I'm like, this is like Bella picking between Edward and Jacob.
Yeah, it's like, finally it's your time, you know?
Yeah. You get to call the shots.
But one is your mother, so that's kind of messed up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry to ruin that for you guys.
Number 3.
Me too. Yeah. And I do, and a rumor alert, you know, I think we might have talked about this before.
I don't think we did last week.
Did we?
Hmm.
Or I know some fans tweeted it to us. Taylor Lautner and Billy Lord are supposedly, you know, maybe.
An item.
Something.
An item, yeah.
Yeah.
I could see it. They're cute.
I love it. I freaking love it.
They're adorable.
Let's talk a little bit about, so, of course, we have Chanel, and then we have Dr. Holt. So, there are some interesting things going on between them and his hands.
Mm-hmm.
Which, apparently, it's like a third character, and then maybe a fourth character, but then the fourth character really is him. It's all kind of confusing.
My head.
That statement just confused me, but I get what you're saying, kind
yeah.
of.
Yeah,
I have no clue what you're saying.
Basically, he wants to murder her. It had nothing to do with the murderous hand.
Okay, now I get it.
He just has an urge to murder.
Yeah,
so
he wants to kill Chanel.
And the whole exchange between him and Hester, I think that relationship is meant to be.
What?
But didn't Hester say that possibly his hands could be... his second set of hands could also be from a serial killer?
That's true.
Yeah, but they were like, unlikely. Maybe
Well, wasn't it Cascade who did the surgery? So I don't trust him.
Yeah.
It's true. And that it would be Scream Queens to do that. Like, yeah. It would be Scream Queens to give him another serial killer hand.
I'm
going to
switch out your serial killer hand with another serial killer right? hand.
I don't know. I think that they take it to a certain level, and then I think they get tired of going that high, like, craziness, and then they do another character and make them crazy. Mm-hmm. I think, like, that's all we're going to reach with him. I mean, I think that there was photos released this week of John Stamos and Lea Michele. At first, I saw them, and they were on the beach kissing, and I was like, whoa, what? Really?
Whoa. What?
But it's just the episode. They were shooting the episode.
Oh, okay.
Which episode?
On the beach.
The finale.
So you think it's the, and yes, and
I think it's
10.
I think it's episode 10. Because, I mean, we
Spoiler.
Saw them.
So they're wearing robes. I saw that photo, too.
Yeah.
Were you kind of like, ooh, didn't see that coming?
Well, I don't know the show, so.
Well, yeah.
But I assumed it was from the show because no one was freaking out about it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
at first, I was like, whoa, Lea Michele, get it,
another
girl.
May-December relationship.
Yeah.
I love it.
That is amazing. That's totally true. So, you know, we see them talk, and she basically convinces him that he hates Chanel and wants to kill her and mm-hmm. that he needs a woman. She gave him a little nice kiss on the neck.
She's good at convincing Those people are... that they don't like Chanel.
Yeah, mm-hmm. she's very good at that.
A master manipulator.
I was going to say, she manipulates.
She knows how to talk the talk, walk the walk, kill the kill.
Kill the kill.
Kill the bell.
Guys, okay, the only person she's ever killed is Hoffel's sister.
Chanel? What?
Oh, no.
Yeah, no, we were talking about Hester.
Oh, Hester.
I was like, the only person Hester's ever killed?
Like,
But actually, Hester said tonight that she has only technically killed one person, which I was like, I don't think that's true.
Does she know how to count? She oversaw all the rest of the murders. She, like, oversaw the rest.
Yeah, so she just... But I really didn't know that, I guess. I thought that she definitely, you know, stabbed some people.
So
but
if you
I guess,
are a fan of the show, this was a pretty important... There's a lot of knowledge dropped on this episode.
Yeah.
That's what I'm hearing.
Yeah, and definitely. Especially the scene when all the green meanies met, because I was like, okay, I'm going to need to pause this, and like, because they're like, this person, there's so many people that have been killed that I don't even know who happened.
But we knew there was more than one green meanie.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Okay. Well, and last week we did figure out there was three. That was when we figured it out.
Okay.
But to get them all together...
That was the first time we've seen all of them together,
that
working
was.
Together in an alliance, and it was so funny to kind of see that fizzle out, because that lasted for all of, like, half an episode before they started, you know, going at each other's necks.
It was the first time we've actually seen Wes in the green meanie costume, yes?
Yeah.
Yes.
Because we didn't see him in it last week, so.
Mm-mm.
Or we didn't know, because he's been behind some of the murders, but we just have never seen him, his face.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And again, including Chad Radwell, which was, like,
I can't believe it. I was like, what?
I still had hope that Chad was somehow alive, because I just love him so much. But everyone was like, no. Because we know what one of the hosts of the show last season said, no, like, he's dead, because she's friends with him.
Oh.
And we're like, wait,
Spoiler.
Are you sure?
I know, right?
No.
That's sad.
It is sad.
He could come back as, like, another character. And like, American Horror Stories.
There you go.
Yeah.
Next season.
Yeah,
next
I mean, season. I'm kind of just waiting for him to start doing that, because they're killing off such amazing actors.
Mm-hmm.
Next season, they can all be ghosts.
Yeah,
it could be in another alternate universe. It'll be great.
It'll be like, the villains will be like the ghosts?
Or no, it'd be here, and then they'd just be other characters, or like twins, siblings.
Yeah, pull
like,
a younger, give him a twin.
Give him a twin mm-hmm. or triplet.
When in
Ooh.
Doubt, yeah. Twin.
When in doubt, twin. That is like the philosophy
and
of a lot
doubt,
of shows.
Twins is kind of a theme of this episode.
Pretty Little Liars.
What? Yeah. What's that?
Full
I've
House.
Never... Full House?
Yeah. But here...
we don't know.
You know, here... We know that, like, the twins from last season were killers, so it's kind of, we're kind of, like, expecting a twin.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe. Perhaps.
Maybe. Are we, though?
Well, I just wouldn't be surprised if Ryan Murphy whipped one out. That's all I'm saying.
But I would be more
if he just
surprised.
Just whipped it out.
Whipped
right?
the twin out.
I would be more surprised if it were a twin as opposed to it being literally any of the characters.
I think we went
right
on
now.
A crazy twin rampage just now.
Yeah, I'm like,
it
how did we
no
get here?
Sense.
I know.
Yeah, guys, let us know what you think in the chat. Becca is manning this, so
yeah,
let
I'm
us
like,
know
how
if there's any twin talk.
Twin talk.
I also want to just talk about Chanel number 3 and Cascade and the meeting with Jane.
Mm-hmm. Awkward.
Yikes.
Man, meeting the parents. Tough.
It's like a nightmare.
Next relationship step.
That woman's crazy.
She is.
What?
That woman is crazy.
You think she is so good?
She seemed a little crazy.
You gotta keep
to me.
Someone under your bed in a well? Under in your room?
To me, that's crazy, babe.
Oh, that's yeah. weird.
Renee,
I know you do that. There's someone under your feet right now.
Is that wrong?
Renee, am I not supposed to do that? Maybe we should just like turn you in right now because you should write a blog about that.
Yeah, I've been to Renee's place. How to keep someone under your bed for several months.
Tie them up by the feet.
It's kind of creepy. Like, she has this whole setup in her apartment.
Well, it's very, like, Dexter, like, crazy mom, like, serial killer. Like, this is a crazy show.
Yeah. You know, Norman Bates and his mother. Yeah. All of that.
Yeah, I got some very Norman Bates feels from that relationship.
Some normie vibes.
Yeah. Norm vibes. Creepy. Mm-hmm. You know.
It is crazy.
Hashtag Norm vibes.
It's crazy how, like, he brought Chanel number 3 to kind of, like, be on her side, and then right there just made the flip and was like, all right, I choose my mom. And
yeah, I was like,
Chanel number 3 was like, all right, this is awkward. I guess I'll leave.
Like, that was, like, bad choice.
He's going to kill his mom.
You think so?
Like Norman.
That is not a spoiler. That's my, like,
that's like your
just like.
You're like, next
I
episode.
Hope so. I hope so.
I mean, it just spoiler seems like alert. He would, don't you think?
Yeah.
That was a setup for that. He's going to choose Chanel number
3. Yes. And so, like, but why didn't, does he not
it
know?
Saved Kiki.
Yeah, does he not
hashtag
know that Zayday is
her.
Underneath, like, why hasn't she told him?
I said the wrong name.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean,
Kiki Palmer
Sam,
is her real name.
He just walked in the door. Okay, she's not going to tell him that she has someone locked up
I
under
feel
her
like
bed.
She's been there for a little while,
speaking
though.
Of Zayday, oh, I like how we...
True.
I like how we got through, like, half the episode, and then they go to Zayday, and we're like, oh, yeah.
She's still in there.
Well, no, they mentioned her at the beginning of the episode, and they're like, they said, you know, I haven't seen Zayday lately. Then number 3 was like, she lives with us. Yeah, didn't even realize.
Why do they do that?
Oh, sorry. Do what? Oh, no, what?
Like, is it part of the story, or do you think it's, like, someone's, like, she got another job, and, like, they need to write her off the... Because she's been gone missing for a
maybe.
While, right?
She's only been missing for, I guess, like, this is the
does she have,
episode.
Oh, like, why she?
Yeah, maybe she's busy and has
yeah,
a lot going on.
Yeah, I think
on.
That she will, like, definitely in the finale kind of be have the her. One. Because we had our suspicions about her, but
I don't
they've
think it's
changed.
Her. She's been locked up.
No, I mean, it's obviously... I think we've figured them all out at this point. But now it's about, like, the saving person that's
yeah.
going to save the day. But yeah, don't you wonder, I mean, if they're so close, mother and son, why she doesn't say, hey, got that girl locked up underneath this bed.
maybe there's some that's things that quiet. Are kept private.
I would
don't. Is there anything you don't tell your mom?
I don't know, because she said...
I tell my mom everything. I don't know what you're talking about.
Because she said something whenever she didn't know Chanel number 3 was there. She's like, oh, I just got finished checking on... And then she stopped, so maybe she did mm-hmm. tell her son. Maybe the son does know. But I don't know
oh.
why she, like, pulled the bed over. But she's like, I just
he's
got
right.
finished checking on. And then she kind of stopped because she saw 3.
Yeah.
Chanel.
Yeah, I wonder where you can buy that kind of bed, you know? Like
IKEA. That was an IKEA bed.
Easily rolled.
Like I've seen it at IKEA before.
Are you going shopping later on, Sam?
I mean, I'm just curious.
I kill ya.
You could hide stupid. Your Taylor Lautner stand up underneath.
It's it. Gone, guys. I mean,
no, it's not.
Well, about that. No, I more have an Ian Somerhalder one.
Okay.
Actually, I got my sister 3. It was Taylor Lautner, Ian Somerhalder, and Paul Wesley. We're a big... Well, you know, first was Werewolf.
Where do you
and
get those? That's a good gift.
That is a good question. Where do you
just
get
online,
those?
Like Amazon?
Yeah, Amazon.
But
cut
then
out,
Hot Twist.
Life-size cutout?
Yep.
Okay. But do they come in full size, like, to your door?
No.
No,
they're folded in half.
So how do you know, Dakota?
Oh.
No, I've seen them, too. They're folded in half.
Wow, I learned so much
and
about
then they have
you
a little
today.
Platform, you know, a triangle at the end. You push
stand.
It in.
I mean, I do imagine.
Plot twist, Sam doesn't
that's
actually have a sister. She's buying all of them for herself.
No, she has a sister.
Sister's under my bed.
Okay, all right.
Okay, enough of my crazy life. Sorry, guys. You know,
Dakota, what cardboard cutout do you have? No.
I think Dakota, actually, the real question is what Dakota has, because, you know, you clearly have had a life-size cardboard cutout.
No.
It's of you, Sam.
Yeah, I wasn't going to tell her.
That would be
this
awesome.
This is awkward. Why would you tell her?
I know. Come on. I thought I trusted you.
Mary on the chat. This sounds creepy, Sam and Dakota. I agree.
Okay.
They're the weird ones on the panel. I don't know.
Yeah, we're normal. Yeah. Apparently.
Just for tonight. The past week, so I don't know.
So we also have some fun scenes.
That was Burn.
Well, okay, Burn. I will look past this because we're on the show.
Oh, this is live, isn't it? You can't cut anything out.
Nope.
It's all out there.
Unfortunately. Anything you want
to
say to
verbal diarrhea to the world.
We're live.
I've gotten in trouble a few times.
So also there's the Chanel and Hoffel, you know, this whole thing. Kirstie Alley, huge. I mean, she's one of my favorite actresses, so I need more of her.
She's so evil in the show. I love it.
I love her, like, evil looks and her pursed lips.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. I don't know, like...
Her, like, big fake lips.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. I think that's just
she's great
on
the show.
Now.
She seems like a Chanel type, too. Like,
yeah.
Like, sorority girl, like, mean... I loved her. She was great. She was
or maybe like an outsider who's always wanted to be a sorority girl but always got pushed out because she was never good enough or
ooh,
something.
Yeah.
She seems very like... like she
she's like
to
jealous
be
and
yeah.
angry towards them.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
She brought cookies on set for the whole... for everybody.
Oh, my god!
Like little Thanksgiving cookies.
Oh, like turkeys?
What are Thanksgiving?
It was right before Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving?
It's right before Thanksgiving. Just like turkies and like just like cookies. Aww. Like they looked like Thanksgiving.
So wait,
and you're right? Like, you're like, I'm eating Kirstie Alley's cookies.
I'm like, like she didn't make them. Yeah.
So thank before you for the Thanksgiving was when you shot this episode?
We shot it, yeah.
Wow.
I shot 5 days starting on like in November. Yeah.
It seems right so before. Fast to me,
it's
right?
Like last month.
That's quick turn. That's like really fast turnaround.
And you were saying when we were watching it, there were some things you're like, oh, they cut something out.
Yeah, just this. I remember some of the scenes I was in where it was like, we would do it so many times, you would know the rhythm of it, you know, and some of the jokes just got cut. And I'm sure it was for timing.
Yeah.
Because a lot of it was really funny.
Yeah.
But I saw, like, one of them was like, what I was saying to you, where she was like,
B stands for
you're a heinous bitch. It was a Billy Lord line. And it was just, it played really harsh on set, so maybe they just cut it because it was like, damn.
Oh, shoot. Yeah.
Totally. I mean, it's...
They kept all my stuff, though.
Yes.
And you're just going to sip your tea on that one.
Duh. Well, they had some cool scenes together, especially about the MCATs. You know, they were chatting about it. And yeah, Hoffel was like, I'm going to give you the secret. It's B. Everything.
Round of applause for Chanel number 5.
For getting the highest score?
Yes.
And actually
and not
doing
cheating.
It without help.
Not cheating.
Yeah.
That scene was hysterical. Because no one cared. No one asked.
Oh
no one cared. She's like, I didn't cheat. And everyone's
no
like,
one
okay,
ever
cool.
cares about Chanel number 5.
But that was hysterical.
That
she's
was.
My favorite. I'm like, I care.
And this is like a little bit of early predictions, but like the fact that she's so smart but plays like she's so dumb, but like got almost a perfect score, shows me that she may be working behind the scenes doing something evil.
Ooh.
Because she plays off as like, oh, I'm like the dumb character. But like, no, she's smart. Like, she's very smart. She could be pulling the strings behind the scenes.
Well, I don't think she is yet, but
yeah,
I think now,
season.
This episode, she's like, I'm smart.
She's just realizing
she's
smart.
Yeah, right? Like, next season,
I'm smart.
I'm going to be the murderer, season 3.
And also, you know, she will be a person that they're going to want around if she can do all the smart stuff.
Because it referenced that before, too, when there was someone dead, and she said something about an aorta.
Yeah.
She was like,
I'm
how
like,
do you
what
know that?
Talking about?
She's
yeah.
like, I've been paying attention. I've
been working in a hospital for the past, like, 6 months.
Like, so have the other two. But...
Oh, my God. JS in the chat said, I hope number 5 kills everybody.
Oh.
I kind of do, too. But then Scrappy's mom says, no one ever cares about number 5. We care about number 5.
Yeah. I care about number 5.
Yeah. We love number 5.
Love number 5.
And I think it is something that one of those character developments that I've seen going on for a while. They do these little lines about her being the smartest and then everyone disregarding her. So I just think it's like being a built-up thing.
It is a built-up. I think it is a build-up.
And there was another line that they cut from, I don't know if I'm supposed to talk, but where they were like, you guys are all perfect for television, except you, number 5. Like, that was, so they're like tearing her down.
Yeah, she's going to take your place next season if you die.
Uh-oh.
Now
that's
just
she's
mean, all
like, Sam.
Control it. I'm not going to die. I'm never going to die.
No,
he's
never.
Obviously.
But maybe she goes crazy and kills everybody. I don't know. I don't know
I
how
could
the
see
show
it.
Works.
I mean, if I were her, I definitely would.
Or maybe during one of the live surgeries, she just like snaps and like shanks someone,
shanks
someone
Stamos.
In the aorta. You know?
Accidentally, yeah.
And
she's
then
like,
she
I know what that is. It's an aorta. Maybe that's all she knows. Is
that makes my
one
neck hurt.
Vein?
Yeah.
Yes.
And I will say that the Taylor Lautner, John Stamos, like, little clip-it of them on the ground with their laptops and everything trying to help Chanel and number three.
That was cute. True love, guys.
Sleepover.
Okay, maybe I'm just confused. Was that after the meeting the mom? Because didn't they take it that night? So didn't she already meet the mom? Wouldn't that mean that he already, like, broke up with her?
Wouldn't it be awkward territory? Awkward.
That's what I kept thinking when I saw them on the ground and saw him helping her cheat, is because they took it that night, but earlier that day is when Chanel number three met Cassidy Cascade's mom.
Maybe they had a secret private talk, and he's like, look, I'm going to kill my mom later on, like, next episode. So,
and she's
you
like,
don't have
good.
Anything to worry about.
Because if you didn't do it, I was going to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's a little dark, that one.
I think if you question the logic too much, you might
get very confused.
Yeah.
Because that happens on the show so much. We think, oh, well, Bethes, they probably didn't even think of that. They're just like, on to the next thing.
Yeah, and that's why, because I think comedy is just an important part of, like, the horror of this show, so it kind of has to go hand in hand, and the comedy and the horror have to throw a few things out the window to compromise with each other.
Right.
Which
is... Or it's just a scary horror show. It has to be silly.
I love it. And, like, I mean, when I watch horror movies growing up, I laughed, like, it was a laughing matter to me. I don't know.
Okay.
What? Horror movies did you laugh at?
Oh, I mean, guys, in all horror movies, it's all so ridiculous.
Yeah.
But they aren't self-aware in it.
Scream Queens to me is like a comedy with horror, like, with camp horror, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm just going to, like, back away from... Yeah, that's why I sit on this side of the table.
Sam's very dark, very dark.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate all of you supporting me.
Dakota supports you. He's a cardboard cutout of you.
Yeah.
Be grateful.
Yep.
Yeah.
As anything a girl wants is just to have a guy have a cardboard cutout of them.
I mean, maybe I'm number four as far as Green Meanie. Yeah.
Wait, what did you say?
Under their bed.
Yeah.
In a thing.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, but you probably have, like, X's written there. All over my eyes and stuff in red marker. Ooh. That'd be scary.
No, black marker.
Oh, see, it's clarification here.
So we know what's under your bed, Renee.
We already all know what's under my bed.
So
donuts?
Yeah.
Just donuts. Oh, you just...
That was under my bed.
That was the F...
I was farting hope so. I love donuts so much.
I love donuts.
I don't know if there's a lag and we can go beep or not.
Guys.
Krispy Kreme after this.
I did not say the word.
To everyone in Los Angeles, they're bringing in a Voodoo Donuts at Universal City Walk, and I'm so excited. However, it said opening this fall. It is December. It is mid-December. When are you opening?
Well, to be fair, the leaves just started changing color, so.
That's true.
Everywhere else is
I'm going to look it up.
Yeah.
Please do.
I'm excited about that.
I've Voodoo. Been looking. I'm not kidding.
Crispy is good, though. Krispy Kreme.
Yeah.
Donut date after.
Yeah, let's have a donut
All right. Date. Enough about these donuts, guys. We have two beautiful men that have an amazing scene, which is Wes and Cassidy. Loved it. Loved that... Cassidy was, you know, doing his little, like, jog, and then Wes...
Oh, yeah.
That jog.
Oh. And he's like, oh, so funny seeing you here. And he's like, you've been stalking me all day, basically.
I like how he looks like a college student, literally, when he, like, runs up. So.
Yeah. And he is wearing a college sweatshirt.
Yeah. He like, looks all college-y, like, frat boy, I guess, kind of. I don't know. Sports boy, maybe.
Yeah. And, I mean, can we just talk about a bit of Wes's motivation? Grace is not dead.
I know, but she's crazy. Well, and she used to be so sweet and nice.
I want to see Grace. I miss Grace.
Why doesn't he blame his own twin children for all the murders and not the stupid idiot Chanel? I mean, I'm sorry, but it's really not her fault. She's a bully.
Yeah.
People don't need to go for the bully. It's the people that go after everything and, you know, take the bully and they're like, I'm going to murder someone. It's like, you know, you can just have your own life and not care about that. Right? Am I right?
I don't think he was being very logical, as we all know.
Wait. Logic exists in this show?
What is logic in this show? I don't know.
Define logic.
Not this show.
Logic is making sense.
Yeah.
Logic.
Definitely
what
the show.
What a great definition. Let's definitely...
Things that make sense.
Viewers,
logic.
Define logic. Dictionary.
Wow.
What a logical definition of logic.
Try to define logic really quick. Logic.
L-O-G-I-C. Yeah.
Really thinking things through. Not using it in a sense.
And
Thanksgiving.
Yes.
Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving.
Exactly. So, you know.
What else happened on the show?
Well, they have a little meetup. And at this point, Wes convinces him that, you know, they're going to pin it on Hoffa. But at that point, did Cassidy just agree with it because he was there and was like, oh, I'm just going to appease you? Like, what happened between then and then when they killed Wes, him and Hoffa, that
That's
changed?
What I was wondering. I was like...
So, well, wasn't it during their talk, their run? It's whatever he said in the run, right?
Yeah.
Right.
And he seemed like he was on his side. And then... You know, back to the frying oil, they decided to corner him and throw him in.
Well, you know what they say. Don't trust a serial killer.
Okay.
sounds like good advice.
Who says that?
Everyone. Do you trust
They.
They. Define they.
That's what I say. That's my quote. Wow. That's what I always tell people on my inspirational Instagram.
See, you know, Renee, I think that makes me nervous about who you really are. Because if you're worried about that, well...
I'm just safe.
You do a lot of online dating, so I do get that. As do
don't
I.
Don't trust serial killers.
Yeah, if
that's
they
like in your profile on
don't
Tinder.
Go on dates.
I don't trust serial killers.
You're a serial killer. Swipe left.
Swipe left. And if you're a serial killer, move on. Yeah, yes. I don't trust you.
They would definitely just like take advantage of that and come get you.
You don't think my warning works well?
No, I think that attracts.
Yeah. Oh,
they'll be like, definitely not a serial killer.
Yeah. Let's meet up tonight. Your place.
I would agree with that.
Bring your earmuffs.
Yeah. Muffs. Oh, God. I brought my muffs tonight, guys, but I left them in my bag that's over there, so I'm really upset. I know.
I got so mad when... Cascade's
other
bag. Mom.
It's other a. Bag. It's a. Yeah. It's in the black bag over there. There's some
Cascade's
muffs.
Cascade's mom got your back. Was dissing Chanel No. 3's earmuffs, and I got so mad.
Nice.
Those muffs.
Those
like
are amazing.
You don't diss Chanel No. 3's earmuffs.
I know.
There we go.
I also will say,
look how stylish Sam is.
I actually
You're
thought
so
that
cool.
My muffs tonight looked a lot like No. 3's muffs.
They did.
Can you stop
yeah.
saying
she
muffs?
Had some bling on them. Some
yeah.
muffs. Just some muffs.
Muffs.
So we see that Wes dies in a very weird way.
Mm-hmm.
He basically, you know, is like, fight on, and then jumps into, you know, the steam of death.
I would try to maybe jump over them, confront them, push them, but no,
yeah.
He just is like...
He's like, nah.
He's like, dive on in.
Honestly, it makes me think of his entire first season character so differently.
Yeah.
It's...
Me too. I'm going to, like, go back and rewatch season one, and I'm going to be like,
it's going to make me really uncomfortable.
I know. Knowing all we know.
Knowing
too
everything
much.
We know now, I know.
Yeah. His last words were playlist.
Yeah.
And I
Did
know.
Did anyone understand
I don't get it.
That? I didn't.
He had a thing with playlists. He loved yes. making playlists. He made a playlist for everything.
Yeah.
He did?
Yes.
Yeah, he did. I do remember that. And
you think there's, like, some story, if you go back and listen to the songs, that tell that...
Mm.
Who knows?
Wow.
Maybe he
Maybe?
Left clues.
Tell the story of his life.
Yeah,
Maybe
web series. Got to
yeah.
find his Spotify. Oh, God, that'd be amazing, actually. I would love to see his Spotify. I'll look for it, and if it's not there, I'll create it.
Yep.
There you go.
Well, Munch was devastated, or just very sick. I think she was devastated by his death.
I was sick.
You were sick?
When I saw his face.
Burnt body.
Yeah.
That was disgusting.
That was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She was upset, you know, rightfully so, but she also has this crazy disease.
Called
which
Kuru.
Yeah.
I think that she's never had. I think that it, like, is psychosomatic or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
She's like a hypochondriac or something.
Yeah, definitely.
I mean, it, what is it? She ate.
She just, like, faints. Is that all of her symptoms?
No.
And that just started happening this episode. Like,
yeah.
Seriously.
And the first time was fake. We know that was
yeah.
fake, right?
Yep.
So, I'm not sure.
But I think that she thinks it's real, for sure. I don't think that she thinks she's faking it.
I think it's one of those things that she thinks it's real, so it's, like, happening because, like, you know
yeah,
how
that,
when you think...
That mental
when
illness.
You're, like...
Mm-hmm. Hypochondriac.
When you're, like...
No. There's a... Oh, gosh, what is it called? Illness brought on by proxy... What is it?
Self-fulfilling prophecy?
No,
when you, like,
well, yes,
think you're coming down with something, so you type in your symptoms...
yeah,
on like Google, and then you start having like other symptoms because
it's what WebMD. Cassidy had. He had. I can't remember what it was. It's not by proxy. By proxy is when you do it upon someone else, right?
But Renee's going to start working at the hospital.
I took an abnormal psychology class, so I remember this one. It's what Cassidy had, where he, like, thought he had it, and then he got symptoms because he thought he had it.
Renee's the number five of the bunch. We've all been debating.
Scoring really high in that. Whatever.
So, she's the smart one.
Yeah.
Placebo.
It's like the week of birth control that you take that are just sugar pills.
What
are you talking about?
That's placebo.
What? Yeah, that's placebo. You take a week of birth control, and they aren't real pills. It's, you know, when you're supposed to...
Yeah, there's sugar pills.
Yeah. That's the placebo. They call them placebo pills.
Oh. Never heard of that.
I know, Dakota's like, I don't know anything about them.
They just give you, like, five sweet tarts.
I just saw it in the chat.
Delicious.
Definitely going to be looking that one up.
I think we basically wrapped it up for this week. Before we get into predictions,
we didn't even talk about anything.
Yeah, nothing. Right? Nothing at all. I want to talk about you a little bit more. Yes.
Okay, I like that subject.
Who is this guy? What is he?
He just, like, came in.
He's our producer, and then he's just sitting here, and now I'm confused.
Are we recording this?
So, is there, like, you know, any... Well, you were on an episode of American Horror Story last season.
Yes.
For Hotel, so you've never met Ryan Murphy.
I haven't.
But he
met Lady Gaga.
Oh, did you really?
Yeah, my scenes with her.
That's amazing.
That was cool.
That's cool.
So, that's awesome. Like, what was it like to work with such iconic people all around you?
I mean, it's insane. So, I've been on a few TV shows, but this was a pretty juicy, you know, it was a top-of-show guest star role. So, it was a good-sized role for me. So, just to get thrown in with all these people on the first day, I show up. It's John Stamos, Jamie Lee Curtis, Kirstie Alley, Brooke Shields, Emma Roberts, Billy Lord, Abigail Breslin, and me, like... But it was fun. I mean, it was, like, if you're going to do this and play and act with people, you want it to be people like that are, like,
exactly.
good at what they do, and, you know, they run a tight ship. So, it was, I mean, I don't know. I was, my reel is, like, me and Lady Gaga. Now it's going to be me and Brooke Shields.
That's an amazing reel to have. I covet your reel.
Right.
That's amazing.
So, wow. It's been fun. And, I mean, my dream is to be on, like, a Ryan Murphy show as a recurring or series regular character, so, like, I'm gonna keep plugging along.
That's amazing.
This way, I wanna be on
that's
Feud.
Awesome.
Next season.
I mean, he obviously likes you because he picks his people, I think, very carefully. And you were on season 5 of American Horror Story. You're on this.
I was on this, and I was almost on an episode of Feud, which is his new show that's about to come out. But I didn't I was on hold for it, and I didn't end up getting it. So I'm hoping to be, like,
maybe it's because he is planning on you being on the show next season as producer
Love and the Dean.
Yes, you know, I did. I thought, like, it was just so funny, like, how uptight you were, and, like, you know, Chanel was, like, screaming at you, and you're just like, oh, like, just, you were so, like, okay, you know, Lovin's dead, gotta move on to, like, bigger and better things. You were just, like, doing whatever was best for the show.
Yeah.
Your character was hilarious, and I think that they could do a lot with it. It wasn't one of those just, like, throwaway characters.
Yeah.
It was, like, had
substance
and depth, and, like, the way that you played it off, like, it was, you did an amazing job.
Thank you.
Yeah, it was a really
plus
fun character.
He's alive still after this episode, so,
yeah,
like, that's a plus.
Most people die, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it would be so fun to go head-to-head with the Chanels and, like, try to, like, one-up them with their, like, crazy.
Oh, that would be...
No,
they
don't.
That'd be
and
awesome.
Then somehow get killed. So we'll just hope season 3, if anyone's... Is this a camera? Where's my camera?
This one's yours.
I'm just kidding. If anyone's watching... Make a season 3 so we can come back, so you can have this show, and I can be on that show.
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely. On that note, let's get into some predictions.
Yes.
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 Yeah, Becca.
AfterBuzz TV predictions.
They're green lights.
Like the green meanie.
We didn't plan that.
No.
Just
you guys
happen.
Can see this too, right?
It just happens. It
no,
just
we don't see
happens.
It.
Okay, cool. Well,
I'm like, I can't hear anything, but I have earmuffs on, which is part
Thank
of the problem.
Thank God it's cold in here.
Okay, Renee, let's start with you.
Okay, so I think something very dramatic has to happen in the finale. Is it really? No, it's the winter finale, and then it comes back after a break?
I don't know.
I don't think
so. Season finale.
Yeah, season finale.
So it's going to be season finale, and then they're going to... there's no plans for like a season.
That's what it said. All I know is it said season finale last bumper.
I'm going to give a really weird, far-fetched prediction because I think anything could happen in the show. I think you guys were right about Cassidy Cascade killing his mom, and then I think that number 3 is going to kill Cassidy Cascade at the end.
What? Oh.
Why?
What? I don't know. I think she's going to have one of her moments. She's like, you keep trying to kill my friends. I can't do this right now.
And then shank.
Yeah.
Sorry. Oh my gosh.
That was a big one. I just pulled a Becca.
Big old boy. You just like.
Did they just play a horse?
That was a sound effect. It's all good.
All right, Becca. What about you?
While she composes herself, I'll go. I think that my biggest prediction is that, I feel like something big is going to happen there. Cassidy is either going to commit suicide or have to either kill one or the other. Because it's so obvious. Like, this mom's saying, we got to kill Chanel, number 3. So then it's either he's going to kill his mom, he's going to have to kill her, or he's going to kill himself and play the whole Romeo Juliet type of thing. And then maybe she does the same. I could see that happening.
I agree.
I like the prediction that Cascade's gonna kill his mom. I don't want
I love how we're rooting for this. Like,
kill your mom. She's evil. Sorry.
That's true.
She is.
So is he, though.
I don't want Chanel number 3 to kill Cascade because I ship them and I want them to live happily ever after and get married. Even though he's kind of insane. But. And.
What about?
I would like to see Hester in the green meanie suit, to be honest.
Yeah.
Oh, she
now there's one that's extra and lying around.
Why would Munch be faking an illness?
I think she really thinks that she has an illness.
If she's not insane.
Then she's got some ulterior motive that she's doing this for, which may be revealed next episode.
With that being said, I do think she thinks she has an illness, but she also brought the Chanels into the hospital very willingly, and like she had this plan. We are still not sure why she did that.
Why would you do that?
I agree with you, Dakota. It's going to be a Romeo and Juliet kind of thing with number 3 and Dr. Cascade. But I think I could see it next season. Like, number 3 is constantly going to be like, and my dead boyfriend, Dr. Cascade. Like, she's just going to be like, he just had to go. I don't know. And she's just going to say it so deadpan. She'd be like, my dead boyfriend, constantly.
My dead boyfriend.
Yeah. It's just going to be a thing. I don't know.
Unfortunate accident.
What do you think is going to happen here in this series? And just a future of it.
I think, I agree, just from watching what I've watched, that the mom's going to die.
Yeah.
Soon.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that Chanel number 5 is going to kill all of them.
Oh my gosh. I think that's maybe next season.
And take over. I have no idea what's going to happen.
And take over.
I feel like that might happen next season. I don't think they're ready for that quite yet, but I think Chanel number 5.
There seems like there needs to be like a shift of power.
Yeah.
You know?
Absolutely.
Chanel number 5 needs to get her comeuppance.
Yep. She does.
Somehow.
Comeuppance.
She's a queen. Like that.
Yes, absolutely. Well, thank you all so much for tuning in. On that note, where can, again, we find you on social media?
Yeah, check me out at ClaytonFarris.com, F-A-R-R-I-S, or check out my web series, MyWhiteBoyfriend.com.
Ooh, and he has some really awesome Instagram photos.
Yes.
I'm on Instagram. Yeah, follow him. Instagram, Twitter.
Yeah.
Social media.
He used to be a big
Viner. I used to be a Vine star, but it died.
Yeah, R.I.P. Vine.
R.I.P. Vine.
R.I.P. Yeah.
Force him out.
So what about you, Renee?
Hey guys, you can follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Renee Ariel and check out my blog catslipstickla.com and read How to Get Over Someone in 15 Easy Steps.
Hi, you can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Becca B Talks TV.
And you can find me on Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube at Mr. Dakota T. Jones. I just did a fun little series with Lindsay Shaw from Pretty Little Liars. You can check that out there. And yeah, just see me all my stuff there.
And you guys can find me, Sam Davidson, samdavidsonentertainment.com, Twitter and Instagram, samd43. Gotta give a shout out to Clever Kim's Curious. They sent me this awesome, you can't see it probably, it's a skull necklace. It's a
nice
skull choker.
Woo!
Very much like the Green Meanie and the Red Devil. So shout out to them. Thank you all so, so much for tuning in. And next week, Renee will be taking over for the finale because we will all be away for the holidays. But
yes,
I will be Skyping in, and our good friend Lucretia will be here in the studio.
Yes.
So thanks again, guys. We will see you next week.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
See you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.